A unique coral restoration project that involves baby coral, floating nurseries and robots is starting to have success on the Great Barrier Reef. Southern Cross University Professor Peter Harrison has just returned from 12 days' work dispersing coral larvae, a method he's been developing since he first watched the coral spawning phenomenon in the 1980s. And he's speaking here with Isabel Rowe.
The coral larval restoration project that we've been doing over the last couple of weeks on Moore Reef off Cairns is using my newly developed spawn catchers, which allow us to capture part of the coral spawn slicks that occur after these mass spawning events. We're putting them into some floating nursery pools on the reef and allowing them to develop in natural seawater conditions over about 6 or 7 days. Then we're deploying those larvae back onto the damaged reef sections using an underwater robot. So we go out and look for damaged sections of the reef, get the GPS coordinates, and then he can plot a pathway which delivers the larvae over the most important parts of those parts of the reef.
How long have you been using this sort of technique?
The coral larval restoration process is actually an idea I had about 37 years ago after I was part of the group that discovered the mass coral spawning. And since that time, I've gradually developed the techniques for growing millions of larvae. And over the last 7 years, we've been actually targeting trying to restore coral communities on highly degraded reef sections in the Philippines and now more recently on the Great Barrier Reef.
Say this is, you know, successful and there is lots of new coral that starts in these areas that you've been able to access. What happens if there is another bleaching event or more storms or the sorts of things we see that damage the reef?
One of the really complex problems with dealing with coral restoration is that we know that the future scenarios on the reef systems are looking pretty grim. What we're doing at the moment is using thermally tolerant corals that have survived the most recent bleaching events and using them as the broodstock.
How will you know or when will you know that it's worked?
Once we start to get sufficient corals growing back on these damaged reef systems, we can do some stress tolerance tests with some of them to see what their heat tolerance is. One of the problems is in trying to restore corals and show that we might be able to do this at the moment, at least effectively at small scales, is that it can provide a sense of false hope. This type of technology and this approach to restoration is only buying time for corals. What we need now is effective national and international work on managing climate change impacts. Otherwise, all of this work will be in vain.
At Southern Cross University, marine biologist Professor Peter Harrison speaking there with Isabel Rowe.